Thank you. I'm looking at diabetes, which is a classic resistance disease, insulin resistant. And I'm fairly confident that the resistance that's causing that is also causing overweight and is also responsible for what I want to do for a living is moving slowly. And I'll be damned if I can find it. I don't know whether I've just gotten so used to it that I don't recognize it. I'm not aware of feeling particularly bad about it, but nothing that I'm doing seems to be making a dent.
Let's play with it for a little bit here, and we think you will uncover something that will help you. So you've heard us say, we said it already today, that if you have some discord between you and you that you're unaware of, so when the negative emotion comes to point it out to you, you ignore it because you're used to it, as you say. So you don't do anything about it. And we say, don't worry, it will get bigger. And we don't mean that in a sarcastic way. We mean, don't worry, the guidance gets bigger. The indicator of discord gets bigger. So now, let's go back to something else we know you've heard us say, but we want to stick it in here anyway. Everything that you're living, such as an illness label with whatever label it has, is nothing more than a vibrational indicator, period.
Agreed.
A vibrational indicator, that's all it is. It's not a death sentence. It's not a proclamation of worthiness. It's just a vibrational indicator, not different than the gas gauge in your vehicle. A vibrational indicator, which means if you can figure out what vibration it's indicating and you can change that vibration, then you'll get a different indication of vibration. So right. That's the reason for your question. I can't figure out what it is that I'm doing. So first of all, we want to say to you that when things manifest that feel major to you like that, just say to yourself, well, it shouldn't be hard for me to figure out because it's something I do chronically. And yet, the reason that it's hard to figure out is because I do it chronically. I'm so used to doing it that I don't even know that I'm doing it. Jerry and Esther receive a box of letters and such from the office every week. And Jerry was reading to Esther some of it this morning. And one letter gave such a wonderful statement of her reality as she is explaining that she can actually feel glandular discomfort now when she thinks negative thought. In other words, it's not just the emotion. She can actually feel discomfort. It's like her throat is tightening up. And we say, you've all been feeling that for some time. Sometimes you get an ache or a pain. Sometimes you get a discomfort in your joints. There are all kinds of physical indications that are just beyond your emotional one. So once something has progressed to the place where you have some physical indicators that doctors can even see, now the physical discomfort that you may feel from time to time is really a good way for you to begin using it like you would your emotional basis. So what we're saying to you is don't look for the emotion anymore. Ask yourself, when you catch yourself in the moment of an escalating physical discomfort, stop and identify what thought you're thinking in the middle of that.
Very good.
It's an indicator, the discomfort, the condition, the emotion, wherever you figure out to pay attention, it's an indicator. It's an indicator. Esther has a new oven and it has a book that is very thick and she hasn't read it all. It's from some other country. And so after the oven, the microwave oven turns off, it beeps and 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 beeps. And it will not stop until Esther comes and does something about it. And we say, your emotional guidance system is sort of kind of like that. It's beeping and 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 beeping. And now Esther's gotten pretty used to it. She can let that thing beep for 20 or 30 minutes because if she's involved
exactly.
in something, she'll realize that the water she heated in it is no longer that important to her and it's way far to walk from over there to over there. So it just beeps and beeps and beeps. And even Jerry has come to sort of take it as part of his environment now. The beeping, the beeping, the beeping, the beeping, the beeping, the beeping. You get used to sometimes hearing things that you wish to ignore because you've practiced ignoring them. It's like stubbornly saying, you're not the boss of me. But we want you to take any of those beepings as an indication. They wouldn't be beeping just like the microwave if you hadn't asked for something. In other words, there's something you're asking for that you're not in vibrational alignment with. And so just listen to the beep, and if you don't hear it, it will get louder. And it doesn't matter at which point you hear it. You hear it, and then do something to shift the way you feel about it. And if you could feel as passé as we feel about what people call deadly illnesses, then the illness wouldn't scare you into a place where now you can't use it as guidance. That's what happens to so many people. The illness, which is only an indicator of vibration, then scares you, and then you sort of lose your control altogether. You haven't done that, and that's a good thing. But let us give you something that's really powerful here. So here you are. Everything that you are living, everything that you are feeling, every moment of feeling is about the gap between who you're being by virtue of what you're giving your attention to and who you really are. Everything that you feel is about that. Every sensation that you feel, every emotion that you feel is about this emotional gap. It's about this vibrational variance between you and you. So if you feel a physical discomfort, let's say you're teetering on the edge of something and you deliberately choose a downstream thought, you will feel that discomfort soften. If you choose an upstream thought, you will feel that discomfort become greater. In other words, what a wonderful thing that it is. Your headaches can become more or less. Your backaches can become more and or less. Your muscle cramps can become more or less. In other words, you have all of this cooperative body that is giving you feedback about this vibrational gap between you and you. So if you put it into that context and then appreciate the symbol, appreciate the signal, appreciate the diagnosis, appreciate the sensation, appreciate the physical discomfort, appreciate the emotion. In other words, embrace your guidance.
I just not considered finding an indicator that I could notice that was something different. To use continue the microwave analogy, when a neighbor walks in, they say, well, doesn't that beeping drive you crazy? That's why I brought the question here. Somebody have another perspective on it can say, good. Well, doesn't that drive you crazy? I mean, it's here. Thank you very much.
Very good.
I think that's it for the moment. I do want to thank you for
what we are wanting to give to you in a powerful way is, to all of you, embrace your guidance, no matter how loud it has to ring in order for you to hear it. Embrace it as guidance and stop using it as a club to beat yourself over the head with. In other words, there are people who feel negative emotion and who are embarrassed about it. There are people who are having financial difficulties that are embarrassed about it. There are people who are sick who are embarrassed about it. There's no reason to be uncomfortable. It's just an indicator of a strong wanter. That's all.
Yeah, I just hadn't gotten to the point of tagging some other stuff as indicators because I'm not feeling negative emotion to any marked degree on a regular basis.
Well, part of what's going on with you, you have the ability to really focus.
Yes.
You've sort of trained yourself into it once you got here and you were born as a focuser. So when you really focus on something, in other words, we think it's funny when Esther is so focused that she doesn't want to respond to a bell that she has sent to call for herself. And that's where it's at for you. That's where the piece is that you're wanting to look for. You have an intensity of focus that goes something like, I cannot redirect.
Speaking of beeps.
This gathering is taking warning bells to an absurd place. There's something there for you that says, I have trained myself to be so single-minded that I am now oblivious to other things that are going on. And we want you to realize that the things that happen to you, it's not happening to you because you have some big thought that you're thinking that there's a drum roll and an announcement about. It's those chronic thoughts that you're thinking all day, every day, usually about a lot of different subjects. And we would say it's something that is revolving for you around your annoyance with the detail of your mind is something that you've trained yourself into, and you're annoyed at the absence of it in a lot of other places.
Absolutely.
And it's that sort of chronic annoyance at things over which you have no control that is at the basis of what you're talking about here.
Excellent. That has been my suspicion. I've been doing better at it. I get my nose rubbed in it regularly, however.
So. Well, that's how law of attraction is.
Yes, indeedy.
It'll keep giving you what you're offering vibrationally. It is nothing if it is not consistent.
Okay, well, that gives me something else I can work with. I
Very
appreciate
good.
That.
Be
Thank
easy
you.
About it. Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.